CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Some crazy claims coming out of Spain this morning, Bree.
Mm-hmm.
28 years ago, a lady by the name of Carmen Jimenez from Madrid in Spain became completely blind due to a serious injury. At least that's what she told everyone.
What?
Yeah, she's been faking it for 28 years.
Why would you bother doing that?
She said the reason, and she's just been busted, but the reason was she's been tired of having to say hello to people she didn't actually want to talk to. She said she was tired
of
meeting...
that's a bit extreme.
Well, I can relate, you know. Every now and then you're walking through Erina and you see someone, oh, God. If only I was blind. I could just pretend I didn't see him.
I saw you last week at Erina, so...
And I turned the other way.
I knew you ran for a reason.
This is a quote from her. It says she was tired of meeting people on the street, stopping to say hello. She's never really been a social person, and by pretending to be blind, she was able to avoid a lot of social responsibilities. But things started to unravel when people noticed that when they were sitting with her, mm-hmm. she'd get a little glimpse of the TV out of the corner of her eye.
Something good was on.
It's pretty hard. I mean, for 28 years, that's a solid effort. But how do you fake blindness for so long? I mean, you'd
have
to really keep it up.
Did she have a seeing eye dog? Because that'd be a pro in the whole thing.
She had a walking stick.
Oh, so she didn't have a dog, just
the
walking
stick.
No, just the
stick. I mean, the dog's a big commitment. You've really got to look after that thing and everything.
It is.
She could be in a bit of trouble, though, because she has been claiming blind benefits all this time as well. Now that it's come out that she's not actually blind.
So here's the real reason she was doing it.
You think just to get the benefits?
100%. As if she's going to fake being blind for that long just because she didn't want to talk to people.
But I mean...
It's always about the money.
What about when you want to go for a drive? You can't just pop in the car and go for a drive.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's...
Because that had people following her.
Yeah, there's definite restrictions. My stepmum was blind.
Was she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she said she had a car accident when she was younger. And she
fully
said,
blind.
Well, out of one eye, she was completely blind. And then she described the other eye as like looking through a little, through a straw with cellophane on the end.
So she couldn't see really from.
But I always questioned her because when we were kids, I thought, oh, I can get away with this because she can't see it. She always saw it.
I was going to say, she's always not completely blind.
Actually, what is this lady's name and where is she? Spain, is it?
I faked being deaf once.
How?
I was at a train station and I, you know those people that come over and they want to sell you stuff? Oh,
yes.
Drives me insane. Anyway.
I always pretend I'm on the phone, but I didn't think about the
deaf
one.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. I pretended like I was deaf once
to
get out of it and I was like, oh, sorry, deaf.
Can't hear.
And then I realised as I walked off because they looked at me really weird and I was like, well, that's offensive. I'm deaf.
Yeah.
I had my headphones in.
These are my deaf headphones.
You
walked up, they wolf whistle, you turn around. Oh.
Gotcha!
Gotcha.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I finally realised over the weekend that sometimes I might drink a little bit too much in one go.
Right.
And I came to that realisation on Saturday night. No, I'm being serious. Like sometimes I need to just...
Rein it in
a little bit. I finally have come to the point in my life where I lost my bank card.
Oh, see, I've never done that.
I had never done that before either.
I always do the three checks, phone, keys, wallet. You know how you're always checking it?
I do that too.
I'm so onto that, I've never actually lost a bank card.
Yeah, so on Saturday night, I decided I'd get my ID and my bank card and put it into the back of my phone because I don't like to take a bag out.
Yep.
Because, you know, you don't want more stuff to carry, but... I realised as I've got into the club that I was going to, I lost my bank card. And that just ruined my night from there. Like, what are you meant to do? I came to the realisation, what am I meant to do now without a bank card?
I've been in this position before. This is where I left my card at home and I really wanted to get a coffee, but I left my card at home. You can get cardless cash these days at the ATM.
The Commonwealth do that.
Yeah, if you've got your phone, you can go onto the internet banking and go cardless cash. They send you a code. And then you can go to the ATM, punch in that code and get, I think it's up to $200.
Is that every bank?
I did that with Westpac.
Okay, because now I'm in the position of I still don't have a card.
Oh, you don't have the card?
No.
Oh.
So I don't. I literally am like, what do I do? I've been ordering Uber Eats.
Yeah, right.
Because my card's already connected
to
it.
Screwed on the coast. We don't have Uber Eats.
I know.
Yet.
So now what am I going to do?
Mm.
I've come to the realization that I literally have to live without money for the next however many days. How long does it take to get a card sent out?
Oh, a couple of, I'd say 5 business days. I think it
really?
Is. Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Well, have you applied for the new card?
Not yet.
Oh, God. Okay.
I really don't have my stuff together.
Do you want some cash?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the whole point of talking about it.
Producer Rach, you got some cash?
I actually do have some cash for you.
Do you?
Yeah, in my wallet right now because you paid for my flight the other day.
No,
so I've got $80 for you and $50 for you. Go and do
I'll
my wallet
the cash,
right now.
Breeze.
Actually, I do really need
Bree
that.
Bree might turn it down, but I'm more than happy to take my cash back.
Yeah, I kind of really need that.
Are you looking for donations on 13, 12, 16?
Yeah,
are we meant to feel sorry for you or something?
Is there any tips on how to live without a bank card? I'd love to know that because I'm struggling.
Well, there's people that go without. They don't even have bank cards.
Well, yeah.
I told you about my dad. He never even uses an ATM, so he just goes to the bank and gets the cash out.
That's helpful, actually, though. I'll go see if I can get cardless cash.
Yes.
But I've never felt, if anyone's lost a bank card, I've never felt such a overwhelming feeling of anxiety. Because I was like, what do? I don't have any money. And then I had to stick around with some friends of mine because I was like, got to stay with them because I can't get home.
I'm more interested in how you lost the card. So if we just retrace a few steps along the way, did you hook up with anyone on the weekend where it might be there? I mean, did you...
What are you saying? I left it at someone's house.
Did you leave it behind the bar at an adult establishment, maybe?
Yeah, and I just didn't want to go back for it. I was like, well, that's long gone.
It's long gone.
There's
no more money on that. Are we getting a call from someone? Just quickly. Oh, Sandra's got a tip or something for you. Morning, Sandy.
Morning, Sandy.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. There she is.
My tip is that you can, I know it's a foreign concept, but you can actually go into a bank and get money out.
No.
What
Sandra.
Is this craziness?
Really?
Come on.
What is this
it's
craziness you speak of?
I know, but you can actually do it. I know it's an old school kind of thing to do, but you can.
Such a motherly tip.
You know the sad part, Sandra? Did
that?
Not even think about it.
Duh.
Didn't cross my mind. I was like, well, I'm going to have to go without for the next week.
Oh, okay. So
that is a good tip.
Yeah, just race right in there and then get the cash out. Back to the steps of how you lost
No, we're not going into...
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Jaunzy's Sticky Hotline.
It is your turn to make the call this morning. I'm going to give you the place to call and you need them to say you can have the day off in this phone call.
All right. What have you got for me this morning?
No turning back. Let's try our luck with Cairns today. Let's go to the top of the country.
Cairns. I've been there a few times.
Let's go with Cairns Indoor Sports and Inflatable Kingdom.
What do you mean? It's what? Inflatable Kingdom?
I'm guessing they've got bouncing castles and stuff for kids, you know?
Inflatable I do love kingdom. Inflatable things.
All right. Well, good luck this morning.
How random. All right.
Got a tactic on you. How are you going to go with this thing?
I'll just wing it.
Just wing it?
Like we always do.
As we do.
All right.
On this show and in life.
Are you punching in the number?
Good luck. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Cairns Indoor Sports and Inflatable Kingdom. Tim speaking.
Hey, Tim. What's happening?
Not much. What am I speaking to?
Sarah.
Yes. How you going?
Not too bad. Tim, I need to talk to someone about the reffing.
What would you like to know?
I can't ref next week.
Okay.
Who can I chat to about that?
Yeah, what sport do you ref here?
Netball.
Netball, okay.
Actually, I do a few bits and pieces. I've done some futsal there too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you got the right place, mate? Sarah who?
Sarah Crosby.
Sarah Crosby, you know you got Cairns Indoor Sports?
Cairns Indoor Sports, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's okay.
I don't remember.
I think
remember
I swear you and I have chatted a few times, Tim.
Not sure, mate.
No? I'm tall, lanky. Kind of look like Scarlett Johansson, people say.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, that's what I tell people anyway.
All right.
I just needed to get out of the shift next week because I'm getting some laser hair removal done and they said it's not very good to wear lycra which I like to wear bike pants when I'm reffing, and they said it's not very good to wear Lycra after you get it done. So they said just as a precaution, maybe get out of your reffing just for the... Because I think I'm getting it, the day after I have to ref, so...
Right. Sorry, what was your last name again, mate?
Crosby.
Crosby. I think you got the wrong place.
Cairns Indoor Sports.
Cairns Indoor Sports. I don't even have you down as a referee there.
Are you sure?
Who were you speaking to?
Can't remember. It was a girl.
Yeah, Jill?
That's the one. Yeah, it was all organised. Yeah, it was all organised through her.
Oh, okay, mate. All right. Yeah, too easy. I can let her know.
So that's cool, though? I can have the shifts off?
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, mate, I don't even have any of your details here at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
You sure you don't have the wrong place?
Cairns Indoor Sports.
So the Indoor Sports Centre that's got the nets and everything inside?
Yeah. I know it well. I used to actually play there, so I know the one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's weird.
No worries.
Strange.
Very weird.
All right, cool.
I'll let them know anyway.
All right, Tim, appreciate your help. Cool. I'll definitely make sure I come and chat to you and introduce myself so you don't forget me next time.
Yep, okay, mate. No
Perfect.
Worries, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, Tim.
All right.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Tim's got no bloody idea what's going on.
He kind of knew. I think he kind of knew something was up.
Sarah Crosby strikes again, given a yet another day off, which is unbelievable.
She's hitting up places up and down the coast.
You had him at netball, then you lost him at futsal.
Why?
I don't think they even play futsal there. Why'd you throw it in there?
I don't know.
Him at netball. You got confident.
I got confident.
You got confident. You got cocky.
Laser hair removal. That was my excuse. And he just seemed to be all right with it. He was like, yeah, no.
Well, as a bloke, as soon as a lady mentions anything in the
lady department,
lady world, you just go,
yep, totally fine.
Whatever you need. You could use that every week if it was a bloke.
I should.
Well done.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/hearshow. CFM's Best of the Coast.
All right, let's do this today. We've got a different category every day. We've been counting up votes over the last couple of weeks, and today it's Best Coffee Break.
It's great to see people really getting behind this comp and getting behind local business, which is what the coast is all about.
Yeah, well, it went off a couple of years ago.
We did
an update on our signages and all that sort of stuff, so we had to wait to do this one, but it's finally here. You can still vote in other categories. Coffee is now closed. This is it.
It's done. We've got the winner.
We're about to announce the best.
Do you want to hear some of the coffee places that also were right at the top? It was so close.
Are you saying that these people haven't won, or are you saying one of these could still win when you name it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is the top list.
Oh, you want to give... Okay, I'll give out the top list, and then we will name
the winner. It's just a letdown for them when they're like, gotcha. Oh, damn it.
These are all the ones that were right at the top. I'll give you a top five.
Yep.
Top five. All right, we've got Lulu's Coffee Warehouse. They're at the top. Secret Cafe, which we've heard a lot about that place.
That one won it in 2015.
Yeah, it sure did.
So it could go back to back here.
Warnie's Cafe.
Warnie's, your
legend. It was right up there. Daly's Coffee Den. I think that's how you say it.
Sure where that is.
Daly's Coffee Den.
Sure.
Right up the top. And also Glee Coffee Roasters in Erina Heights.
Rounds out the top five.
Rounds out the top five
All
this
right,
morning.
Let's do it, eh? Best coffee on the coast. You ready for this?
Let's announce the winner.
Here we go.
Best coffee.
For 2017, the winner of Best Coffee.
I feel like I'm at the Academy Awards.
On the coast. Am I building it up enough?
Yeah, it's built.
Glee Coffee Roasters in Erina Heights, everyone!
Woo! Yeah! Nice. They had a pretty steady lead too, didn't they, in the voting?
They did really break away right at the end with quite a hefty lead, but...
Okay, so Glee Coffee Roasters, Erina Heights, being voted the best coffee in the coast to CFM listeners. And I'm sure people are just... You want to get in there and try the best coffee, don't you?
How exciting, yeah.
I haven't had a coffee there. Have you had a coffee?
No, I haven't, but okay. I'm going to go today.
Best coffee on the coast is voted by CFM listeners. Glee Coffee Roasters in Erina Heights.
Good morning! Congrats.
Morning!
Best coffee on the coast.
You sound very stoked for a Monday.
We are so stoked. Yep, exactly. Perfect. Monday morning got you started for the entire week.
What makes you think people voted you best coffee on the coast? Is it just the blend?
We do roast our own coffee at Wyong, but I think it's a passion for coffee, definitely, and I think that really resonates with the customers, and they're really happy that we're passionate about it and everyone's excited, or maybe it's just a coffee high, I don't know. but I think it's also, you know, people feel welcome here and people feel like there's a real community the second that you step inside the cafe, you know, it's just that good vibe. I think that's why people come back.
Do you get that a lot from customers? Do they say, this is easily the best coffee on the coast?
Yeah.
Bianca, I literally was driving past you guys the other day and I had someone in the car with me, a coastie, and they're like, that place there does legit coffee, and then you get named best coffee on the coast. So it's definitely a thing.
Woohoo, there you go.
Oh, well, it's official now. You can put that up in the window. Voted by
it's
CFM.
Official, yeah.
It's CFM going... Central Coast listeners.
The only recognition we need. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, too easy. Thanks for being involved and pop in there, get a coffee today. It's all thanks to Display Power Group. You can power up your business branding with Display Power Group.
Oh, that place is near my house. That might be my new local.
The coffee shop there?
Yeah.
Get in there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
More sad news out of the UK over the weekend. I woke up Sunday morning and caught the news and we're seeing more attacks.
I actually woke up to people, obviously I'm friends with on Facebook, tagging themselves as safe in London, and that's how I realised something horrible had happened.
Yeah, so close to the attacks we saw in Manchester. So it's a city under attack at the moment. It's just sad.
And very close in relation, isn't it? London, Manchester, it's all happening.
Yeah, and three Aussies caught up in that as well, all of which lucky to survive, which is good to see. But always when we see these stories, we see some positive actions from people come out, you know. It really brings out the good in a lot of people. And one of those people is a lady by the name of Sonia, who put a tweet out, who lives in London, and said, if anyone needs somewhere to stay, I've got somewhere for you to stay. You can come and stay with me.
You're welcome to come to my house. It's a safe place.
And Sonia joins us on the show right now. Morning, Sonia.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Welcome to the show.
You
live in London. We can only report on it from afar here, but what's the feeling like in London the last 2 weeks even?
Well, I'm guessing the best way to describe it is being stunned at the moment, being in shock.
Mm.
We weren't expecting to have another attack so close to the past 1-2 weeks ago in Manchester. Like you said, it's quite close by. So I would say shock for now, but there is an understated resilience. Everyone wants to keep moving, keep living, and just kind of going on with their life and showing that, you know, the strength in London as well.
Sonia, you sent out the tweet that said, if you're stuck in London, you're more than welcome to stay with me in Angel. Just direct message me. What made you put out that tweet?
Well, because I'd seen the reports on the Manchester attacks a couple of weeks back, and I knew that it was bound to be absolute chaos, because whenever the transport is down, you really can't get out mm-hmm. of the centre of London. And I'm lucky enough to live just half an hour's walk away. And I was lying in bed and I could hear all the helicopters and the sirens all rushing towards the centre. So I thought, well, if anyone needs a place to stay, I'm here. I have a surfer bed available. I have a cup of tea if anyone needs it. So, yeah,
it's,
just put
it's
that
such
out
an amazing thing,
as well.
Sonia. For I mean, in that circumstance, everyone would be terrified and scared and probably lock their doors and not want to come out. Whereas you opened up your doors and said you're willing to take in anyone.
Well, I think it's just a trend that was happening across all of London, really. So on Facebook, you said that you could tag yourself as safe, but then you could also offer help. You mm-hmm. could offer food or shelter. So everyone was doing it. It's kind of a natural response. You can't meet people out in the streets in that state.
It's an amazing thing to see, like, people in London coming together and offering stuff like that.
Well, the police were advising to shut your doors
and
stay inside. But, Sonia, did you have anyone take you up on the offer? Has anyone, you know, been in touch with you?
Yes, I actually had not a friend, a close friend, but more an acquaintance. Yep. So they were kind of stuck in the centre, and they DM'd me and said, hey, can we just, like, wait out at yours? So they actually came over here. They arrived at like 1 a.m. because they were at the other side of the bridge, obviously, and they had to find an alternative bridge to cross the Thames to then walk up north. But yeah, we just hung out for a couple of hours here until it has all calmed down a bit.
We always talk, Sonia, about when things like this happen in the world, it's important for us to keep on with our lives and not let it affect us. And I'm sure that is easily...
It's easier to say when you're not there in amongst it, isn't it?
To actually do. I mean, how are you going about your day now? Are you just going about it as normal, or do you have a sense of fear?
Yeah, I mean, the recommendation is to stay alert. I personally don't like using public transport right now, and it's just because of a heightened sense of security. If you see a bag that someone's left behind, like, you start to worry, like, well, what's in that bag, et cetera, et cetera. And then obviously try not to go to Oxford Street at peak times, because just open spaces that are full of people right now don't seem like a good idea to go to until this has died down a bit. Mm. But it's not like we barricade ourselves indoors or anything like that.
Yeah. It just really annoys me. You know, it just really annoys me that this is the position we're put in now.
And it's horrible to think it's something that affected the world so much 2 weeks ago, and now we're seeing something that, you know, it's horrible to see.
Well, Sonia, you're doing an amazing thing, and we love to hear these stories, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Stay safe.
Amazing woman offering her hand and a sense of help in a time where, you know, she could run and be scared, but we're not going to let that stop people from helping, you know.
And that's what we like to do on this show as well, is focus on the positives.
Positive right there.
Not forgetting the victims by any means. We're not brushing that under the rug at all in whatsoever, but just choosing not to focus. Like, I refuse to name these people. When I say on TV and they go to look to name these people that make these attacks, you're giving them what they want.
Like, exactly.
I don't see the point. They're nothing.
The gig in Manchester right now... Yeah. People like Sonia, that's the good that comes out of something like this, and that's what's going to keep us to go on and not let it affect us.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've seen this morning the tribute show to the victims of Manchester a couple of weeks ago at the Ariana Grande concert. They've had a One Love tribute concert this morning, Bree.
It's been streaming live on Ariana Grande's Facebook page.
Yeah, she's...
Over 30 million views.
Wow.
Yeah, already this morning.
She also teamed up with a bunch of artists, but Miley Cyrus to do Don't Dream It's Over. Crowded House classic. It's emotional scenes in Manchester this morning, and from Channel 9, covering it for the Today Show, Amelia Ballinger joins us. Good morning, Amelia.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Well, you're there in Manchester this morning.
We are, and we were there, just outside that venue as the concert got underway. It's wrapped up now, but what an amazing evening, and what an amazing idea. It was Ariana Grande who really got all of this started. She got her managers onto it after that awful suicide bomb attack at her gig in Manchester a couple of weeks ago. She's rallied all of her celebrity mates, and what a show they've put on for the people of Manchester. A good portion of the tickets went to those people who had been at her concert a couple of weeks ago when that attack happened, but they had between 50 and 60,000 people jammed into the Old Trafford cricket ground, so an enormous crowd and a really, really great feeling, a range of emotions for the people there, a lot of excitement and anticipation, of course, about such a big concert, but it was also very moving for the people of Manchester. Have copped a lot in the last few weeks. They're a resilient bunch, but everyone coming out after that had finished just saying how emotional it had been.
We've been getting emotional just watching it on the live feed this morning, so I can only imagine what it's like actually being there, Amelia.
Yeah, and, you know, it was really nice, particularly given the attack on London last night, there were some concerns that this concert would be cancelled for security reasons, that people might be too afraid to come down, and particularly the stars as well who had signed up. But we got a statement quite early this morning from Ariana Grande's manager, Scooter Braun, and he also manages Justin Bieber, among others, and basically said, well, look, you know, we've had unwavering support from the celebrities who are involved in this. They want to be part of it. They want to come and give Manchester a big hug and make people feel like it is safe to come out again. People shouldn't be frightened to go and enjoy music. That was the purpose of that attack on the concert in Manchester anyway. And certainly those artists have proven to the people of Manchester it is okay to go out and do that. And really, this was such an enormous tribute to those who were affected, not just by the Manchester attack, but also by what happened in London as well.
Amelia, it's great to see that people, obviously the concert still went ahead after the things that happened in London. What was the security like at the gig?
Well, as you can imagine, really, really heavy police presence, heavy security presence. We were expecting that anyway, given the volume of people and given what happened in Manchester. But armed police from right across the UK were there to make sure everyone was okay. Every single person that went into that venue was scanned and searched. Bags were searched. The police had asked people not to bring bags because they said, well, you know, we want to speed this process up. We want to get you in there as soon as possible. So, you know, the less stuff you can bring, the better it's going to be for us anyway. It did all go really smoothly, though. People were patient with the process. They allowed the police and security officials to do their job. Everyone got in safely. Everyone got out safely as well. And as I said, more than any of that, everyone had a really great time.
Sends a great message too. Even after last night, the scenes we're seeing out of London, that something still went ahead and it's not going to change it. So that's great to see.
We're also seeing some great stuff. We've seen it. You've no doubt seen the footage as well. I saw it on the Today Show. But the police officer dancing with the kids at the show, really getting involved in the spirit of the show and not being too strict on the people that are there once inside.
No, and you know, this is what these kinds of concerts are all about. It is about the police being involved. It's about people feeling safe, but also feeling like they can have a good time. And I love that video, and we were playing it on today's show, and it's, you know, it really shows the spirit of the authorities in Manchester. It shows the spirit of the people of Manchester. And, you know, it was a really, really emotional thing to watch.
Amelia, thanks for the update this morning. We know you've got the Today Show to cover for, so we'll let you get back to that, but we really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, thanks.
Amelia Ballinger from Channel 9 from the Today Show this morning. And I just got some audio here just to take us out this morning of Ariana Grande, the final song of the show. She was singing Over the Rainbow. I'm yet to hear this audio
just
yet.
Just got goosebumps you just talking about it.
I'm yet to hear. Have you heard this audio?
No, I haven't heard this audio yet.
So this is her trying to wrap up the show in Manchester.
With Bree and Gaunzi. CFM.